This is Fire Through Spirit with Corby Mittline. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Corby Mittline.
Hello, my people. We have all survived Halloween, the bad costumes. I have to admit, I was just talking with my engineer, Remy, and his kid went out as Spangler from Ghostbusters. Now, you know, that's a classic. My guy is Spangler. His kid was Venkman. But it's so nice to hear that it's not a zombie. It's not anybody from Breaking Bad. It's not Elsa from Frozen. It's classic stuff. So that was really good. I hope that your Halloween was good and full of candy that didn't have bad things in it and the whole nine yards. Now we're getting into the holiday season. And what happens during the holiday season? People ask for things, which is one of the reasons why I'm bringing my good buddy Chris Alexandria on for, if you will, the kickoff of the holiday season, because you know, we all have the law of attraction stuff. And if you've listened, you know that I recommend Michael Lozier's book on law of attraction and have for years. But Chris has gone him one better. And I've read the book. I've used the book. So I know what I'm talking about. Let me introduce you to Chris first. She's best known for empowering others to explore their greatest potential and to learn to live life on their own terms. Her vision has been to help others cultivate their strengths, meet their challenges, and inspire sustainable solutions to achieve more fulfilled lives. And I think we can all go for that. She's a certified soul coach, licensed crystal therapist, frequent radio guest, here's your evidence, and creator of the widely popular Angel Chatter Archangel Oracle card deck. But today she's here as the author of Ask Formations, Live the Life You Desire Simply by Asking. Chris, I'm so glad you made time for us today. How are you?
Oh, Corby, thank you for having me back. It's always so much fun to chat with you.
So, all right. Everyone knows affirmations. You know, that's things like, I have more money than I know what to do with. I am a size 2. And, you know, we're looking in the mirror and the bank account says $9.46 and we're a size 87. We ain't buying it.
That's and exactly
that's what
right.
Gets us
we
on the way.
Buying it because affirmations are statements and they're beautiful. They do work, but they don't always work. So we use the abundance theme because that seems to be everybody's sore spot is that money or their interpretation of lack of. So they can you can use affirmations like I am abundant, and then the ego, whose only job is to blow raspberries at you and kind of keep you in your spot. So it's really, really brilliant at its only job, goes and it laughs its butt off at you. I'm like, yeah, you're so abundant. Have you looked at your checkbook lately? Yeah, that's not abundant. That's not what that pile of bills says. So we begin to feel like, ugh, it's really, really frustrating. So we, as humans, are really good at asking what I call mind fodder questions. Why can't I ever make ends meet? So using that whole law of attraction theme, the universe answers every question we ask literally, which is great. But then you go, uh-oh, because if I'm asking a question, why can't I ever make ends meet? It doesn't go, oh, Chris, honey, I know what you really mean. Why do I have so much money? And why do I have such a surplus of money? And I'll answer that instead. Uh-uh. My ends keep getting further and further apart because that's what I asked. Kind of, ew, rats, darn it.
That's the old, the universe is a short order cook with no imagination thing. So I want to know how you
analogy.
Came to this from the first place. What is it that was your Dawn Breaks Over Marblehead moment for Ask Formations?
My catalyst was that we actually had a young man living with us for a bit. Long story short, he was our youngest daughter's boyfriend at the moment and had a horrible upbringing. Imagine something bad and it probably happened. You know, mother abandoned him at a young age, literally has no country that calls him home. Drug addict, you know, the world was out to get him. So he best screw everybody else before they screwed him because that's life. So he would change jobs more often than some people would change their underwear. And I would listen to him and these affirmations that life sucked, and it certainly did for him. Or every time he got a job, he says, like, you know, I'm never going to get a job more than minimum wage, or why can't I get a job that's better than minimum wage? And I noticed that he was attracting exactly what he asked or stated. And I was like, because not being my biological child, I was able to pull back a little bit. And I went, Chris, what's going on here? And little at a time, I gave him affirmations, and he looked at me like I had horns growing out of my head, and I had grown about a dozen more eyes. And he's like, I'm abundant. And he would literally do that. Look at me, say it, and laugh, and roll his eyes and walk away. I'm like, all right, that's not going to work. Because look at his whole body language. Look what he was saying in addition to the affirmation. No wonder it wasn't working. But yet he was getting answers to every question he asked. So I said, all right, let's try something. Let's make the questions positive. And that's all an ask affirmation is. It's a positive present tense question. And you know what, Corby? His life began to turn around little by little. They ended up breaking up, which was a good thing for the both of them. But the last I spoke with him, he not only had a job for more than 6 months, which was a long time for him, he actually had a job he called a career. He was making much more than minimum wage. He could live life on his own, be self-sustaining, and was beginning to smile on a regular basis. So using him as like, wow, if I can, through ask affirmations, help him turn his life around, imagine what it could do for everyone else. And it's been magic in the making ever since.
You know, there are a couple of things in the book that really struck me. You have something, negative thoughts, undesired lifestyle, negative questions, undesired lifestyle, negative statements, undesired lifestyle. But then you say positive statements made without belief, undesired lifestyle, positive statements made without sincerity, undesired lifestyle. Now, is there any way that we can get past the lack of belief and sincerity, or is that completely with the ask affirmations?
That, you know, we can, all right, so let's use this as an analogy. We can go to any restaurant and place an order and expect it to show up exactly as we ordered it. We feel worthy to get that. Well, think about the lottery. Lottery, you know, it's what, over 200-300 million at this point. And people are racing to the stores, they're buying lottery tickets, and I'm going to guess there's more than one person that's holding up that ticket and going, I have the winning lottery ticket. If our belief of self was truly that high, not only would everyone win, but there would be no lottery. It'd be like that scene in Bruce Almighty where Bruce gives everybody their wishes, everyone wins the lottery, they only win a couple of dollars, and the lottery's bankrupt. It's almost like the lottery is banking on your sense of low self-worth that you keep playing, because our levels of worth rises and falls depending on how important that is to us or how vulnerable we feel. So that's why affirmations don't always work. I am healthy. Well, if you have been bedridden or have some lifelong debilitating disease and you keep saying I'm healthy, history shows that you're not. So you can say it and say it and may see some results, but to get lifelong results possibly won't happen because you've made being ill part of your story, or you've made being not abundant part of your story. You've made dating losers or not worthy of having a loving relationship part of your story. So you can say these affirmations, but we have that built-in system where the ego jumps in and goes to you. We buy into that raspberry blowing, and the affirmation won't work.
Okay. Is there an angel? I'm just curious. Is there an angel of ask affirmations, or a particular angel of your crew that helps us readjust?
Good one. The first one that comes in is Archangel Panuel, oversees the heart chakra, but it's all about self-love. Because when we love ourselves more, we allow ourselves not only to receive what we want, but we actually begin to articulate, verbally articulate those very things we want, and then allow ourselves to receive it.
Okay. Anybody else? Who is there an angel for words? Because if you're going to be using words and ask formations and learning how to craft the perfect question, maybe there's an angel that'll help you. You know, the angel of copy editing. I don't know. who's your angel of creativity and copy editing?
Now you've gotten into three angels. Creativity is Gabriel. He oversees the sacral heart chakra, which is creation. I'm creating life. I'm creating a new way of being. Our voicing is Michael. He oversees the solar plexus and throat. So speaking more with power. But when you get more into writing or copywriting is Metatron. And they all work in tandem to allow you to ask or write what exactly it is that you wish to share with another, or more importantly, share with yourself.
Did they have anything in particular to say when you were downloading this book? I say downloading because, yeah, we write it, but when it's spiritual like this, the truth is we're downloading and we're just taking somebody else's copy.
All I was doing is taking dictation. Because my husband would go through and he says, wow, you wrote this? I'm like, yeah, I know. Good figure. Because there was just some aspects within the book that I was like, wow, I so stepped aside at that point. So they, the gang, as I call the angels, because my gang collectively chats with me all the time, it's very rare that they'll step forward individually. So they collectively work with me and through me whenever I'm working on a project or working with clients. So when I was writing this book, it was all about feeling at the very core joyful in my power, feeling joyful and being able to pass that joy on to clients, customers, and, you know, obviously readers. So I would say Jophia was kind of the spearheading of that, being happy in our joy, being allowing ourselves to be happy in our abundance. Because, you know, your version, your definition, and Remy's definition of abundance is going to be different. Our three definitions of a perfect home is going to be different. When we allow ourselves to step into what we really want, that's our joy. We're not trying to copy anybody else or emulate anybody else. We simply go, you know what? This is what I want from me. And I deserve it.
Go ahead, finish.
We're allowing ourselves to be safe to be us. So that's the first affirmation is, why is it safe for me to be me?
Okay. When someone is shifting from affirmations to ask formations, what's the thing that tends to trip them up?
Just thinking of it as a question. So let's use the abundant. I am abundant. Simply turn it into an ask formation. Why is it so easy for me to be abundant? As humans, we like to make things difficult. There's that old adage, anything worth having, better work hard for it. And I don't necessarily buy into that all the time. Doesn't mean I don't work and work a lot of hours, but I don't begrudge those hours. It's not difficult work. So let's make it easy.
You're not agonizing over it is what it sounds like.
Right. Let's just actively throw that word easy in there. Why not give ourselves a break and say, why is it so easy for me to whatever we wish? Why is it so easy for me to have my perfect job? Why is it so easy for me to live in my perfect home? Why is it so easy for me to find a great parking spot? It can be something as mundane as that to much bigger things.
Now, do we have to answer these questions? Because you know me. You ask me a question, I'm going to have a mouthful.
Yeah, I know. And that's the beauty of it.
It's one of the things that drove me a little crazy in this book, and you had some very wise words on that.
You don't look. So think of those mind fodder questions. Why can't I ever make ends meet? Why do I date such losers? Why does this always happen to me? We usually say those questions because we're frustrated, right? We're pulling our hair, we're rubbing our face, and we're moaning and groaning and, you know, kvetching. We don't look for answers. We just have someone to whine with us. Same thing with this. The same exact formula. You ask the question and leave it alone. The universe steps in and answers for you. Do they answer right away? Depends on the situation. So as an example, I was having a bunch of people come down to visit our island in September, and two were connecting in Philadelphia. And one flight was really getting wonky, and she goes, I'm not going to be able to come in. It's just going to be too late to pick me up. I'm just going to reschedule. I'm going to come in tomorrow. And this was going back and forth for a good half hour, and I just tossed it out there. Why is it so easy for me to connect for my original flight plan? No lie, within 5 minutes, everything got cleared. They came in as originally scheduled. So it can happen that quickly. Or, you know, that why is it so easy for me to be safe? Why is it safe for me to be me? I'll be saying that one until I drop dead, because hopefully every day I get a little better. Hopefully every day I continue to evolve. So every time we step a little bit more into our power, or we step into something we want to that's really juicy, but it's a little scary. Why is it safe for me to be me? It gives us that little bit extra oomph to keep going. And here's the really funny thing about it. Not only have I literally gotten an inch taller, but so have a few of my clients. And it's really, really funny that, okay, you know, I've been...
Why do you think that's happened?
Because I'm walking more in my power than I ever have. I feel more confident with who I am and what I'm here to do than I have ever in decades. Had you and I met, 10 years ago, 5 years ago maybe even, at a cocktail party, what is one question that most people almost always ask a new person? So, what do you do?
What do you do? Right?
Yep. What do you do? We're nosy. We really don't care, but we have nothing else to say. So what do you do? So initially, I pulled on my big girl pants, pulled up my wings, you know, being the angel goddess, and I said, I chat with angels. Oh my gosh, you would have thought I said I ride a broomstick and, you know, and go out every night collecting kids, because their eyes would just get so big and they go, oh, I'm sorry, my husband's calling me, and they'd scamper off right away. All right, well, that obviously wasn't working because I'm not quite getting a good response, so I changed tactics. The next time I did that, I would divert the question off of me and go, wow, you having a great time at the party, or this is really good wine, or that's a beautiful painting. Diversionary tactic. Still not honoring who I am. Since I've been asking, why is it safe for me to be me? You ask me now, and I'll say, my business is angel chatter. Yep, I'm an angel intuitive, and I'm here to help people become inspired and empowered. And they look at me, they go, wait, what, you chat with angels? And I went, yeah, you know, angels, wings, halo, angels. Really? Wow. So the whole dynamic of that one little question has changed based on how I respond, because now I'm feeling safe. Now I'm feeling comfortable with who I am and what I'm here to do.
Sounds like one of your ask formations would have been, why is it so easy for me to walk my talk?
Very easily. It's a beautiful one as well.
So,
But at that time, I wasn't even feeling comfortable walking my talk. So I couldn't even say what I was here to do.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Chris Alexandria about her new book, Ask Formations, Live the Life You Desire Simply by Asking. I know that several of you would love to learn how to use this. So one of the things we're going to be going over in the second half of the show is the formula and how to do it. And I've already had several people write in and say, how do I? So we may be answering some stuff for these people in the second half of the show. If you don't mind, Chris, would you?
I would love to.
Okay. So in the meantime, when was this book published? I think it's brand new, isn't it?
It is brand spanking new, honey. It's not even been out 3 months.
And what's the response been for it?
Very, very good. Now, are we an international bestseller? Not yet, but, you know, at least, hey, people are buying it. We're getting great reviews on Amazon, so I'm taking that as woohoo. I'm very happy.
Where are people? So now, can people find it at Amazon? Is that the only place that they can find it? Because I know people are going to want to get their paws on it.
Yeah, no, Amazon and at my website, angelchatter.com.
Okay. Guys, it's not that long a book. It's about 130 pages. It is clearly written. Chris is like me. She is not someone who is so glurpy purple with her angels that she's not real. She's funny. She's incisive. She gets the point across. So if you're looking for a fluffy bunny book, this is not yours. If you're someone who really wants to get into the nuts and bolts, who's looking in the mirror and saying, I'm really done with where I am and I'm ready to rock and roll and make a change, this is the book that you want. Before we go to break, I do want to ask you, Askformations is such a cool title, a cool word for it. When did that hit you, that bing, this is what I'm really doing?
Actually, I was on my sister's radio show, and I was sharing the formula. I was sharing the system, and she, out of the blue, she is my sister, so she's also intuitive, even though she may not admit it. She starts calling it Askformations, and we're going on break, and we're chatting on break, and I go, it's not called that. She goes, it is now. I'm like, oh, okay. And there it was. It was that simple.
Is this an older or a younger sister?
Oh, she's my twin, 8 years younger.
Okay, so she's your little sister. See, if it was an older sister, I'd say, yeah, they're bossing and they tell us what to do. But a younger sister, she just had that instinctive, intuitive knowing it's Askformations.
She did.
Because to be perfectly honest, when you're doing advertising, you really need to catch somebody's ear as well as their eye. And the Askformations, at first you stumble over it, but then that makes you go back and you look at it and you realize, no, that's right there. It's one of the reasons that I love what you do. I won't say that you've got the Midas touch, you turn everything to gold, but you know what you're here to do. You know who you're here to work with. And when you decide to do something, you have no regrets, you have no doubts, you know that you're going to go out there and make it happen. Did that happen before or after Askformations?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. A little bit of both. I got more and more comfortable. So the book turned out about, like I said, not even 3 months. It took a while, as most books do, to unfold and really gel. It's like, okay, it's ready, or it's as ready as it's ever going to be humanly ready. But in the last, my first big product, as you mentioned in my introduction, were our Oracle cards. Those have been out about 2.5 years. Since then, that was my big out of the closet. Hey, world, I'm here. The closet door shut. It's actually padlock closed. We've come out with 4 lines of jewelry, chatter chips, love blessings, candles, a children's book that was award-winning, and now Askformations, and now working on my third book. So it's this kabooming, unfolding, and blossoming right now, and Askformations is certainly a very big part of it, because I was the guinea pig. Actually, Christopher was the guinea pig. I was the second guinea pig, and I was using it out on my clients to see how it was working with them, testing it out on different lecture groups as we do expos, listening to the questions that folks were asking and the responses that they were getting and going, okay, you know what? We got something. Because even though I'm intuitive and I do a whole lot of trusting on what I'm given, you still kind of got to prove it to me. I want to see results. I want to make sure this is, I'm not just blowing fluff. I'm not just, you know, throwing out a bunch of stuff. I want to make sure it has value. So it took a while. Askformations has been in the making for a bit, even though the book's only been out a few months. So it's certainly a very big catalyst to where we've gotten so far and continuing to grow.
Again, if you're just joining us on Fire Through Spirit, it's Corby Midline. My guest is Chris Alexandria. And Chris is my angel maven. She is the mastermind behind angelchatter.com. And we're talking about her new book, Ask Formations, Live the Life You Desire Simply by Asking. When we come back from break, I want you to get your wiggles out, get settled in a chair, because you're going to be working on some of your own Ask Formations with us here. Corby Mitlad on Fire Through Spirit. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Empower Radio. For a complete archive of Fire Through Spirit, visit empowerradio.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Stitcher Radio. More Fire Through Spirit with Corby Mitlad next on Empower Radio.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet, and sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, it's that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg.
Ha ha, I win. Whoa! Ah!
Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
This is Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Now, back to Fire Through Spirit with Corby Midline.
Welcome back, my friends. We are doing Ask Formations this week. We're talking with Chris Alexandra, Alexandria, whose new book, Ask Formations, is setting the whole idea of affirmations on their ears. So, Chris, in the second half of the show, I've got about half a dozen people that have questions, and we'll get to that. But let's look at how to do an ask formation session. You've got it in the book, and there are several different steps. So let's talk about it. Everybody out there, I want you to settle in your seats. Chris, do they need pen and paper or an iPad or something to write things down?
Yeah, something to write down. The process is very simple. You know, this is where one of the ways you and I are very, very similar. We're not going to make things into a 15-step process if it can be done in four.
Okay.
So if there is something in your world that's not working, odds are we are saying or asking something that's not real happy. You know, why can't I get a job? Why can't I get ahead? Life sucks. You know, a whole list of unhappy or icky or ooh kind of stuff. So first step is go, okay, I know I've been saying something. Let me figure out what it is. Place your hands over your heart. Your heart is the birthplace of your soul. Never lies to you. Ego resides up in the head. That's why we overthink. We hear the raspberries blowing. We hear all those icky thoughts. You know, you're not worthy. By placing your hands over your heart, then ask, what have I been saying or asking in regards to? Then you fill in the blank. You'll quickly get a response. Now, this is the important part. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Don't try to make it sound pretty because it's history. It is what it is. This is where now you write it down, whether it's, you know, it's not going to be pretty. But you are, it'll be a verification that you are indeed getting a response to what you have been saying or asking. So let's just say, why does life suck? We'll just throw that one out there as something a little bit different besides money. So I think we can all agree it's not a very pretty question, certainly not positive. Why does life suck? All right, so why? How can we make this into an ask formation? One of the things that's opposite of suck is joy. Why is life so joy-filled? Oh, honestly, it makes me begin to smile just by even saying it. And simply ask the question. So you've taken a mind fodder question and have turned it into an ask formation. Why do I always date such losers? We get law of attraction, what we put out there. So if we aren't dating the guy or the girl of our dreams, there's a part of us that doesn't quite feel safe to be vulnerable. So it goes back to, why is it safe for me to be me? But we're really good at giving love, not so good at receiving it sometimes. So here's an ask formation as an example. Why is it so easy for me to give and receive love? And there's
that's
very
where
cool.
we just relax into that new question.
Right. We just relax into it. Now, here's one of the steadfast rules. You cannot make the ask formation about anybody else. We have free will. So let's say you love Johnny and Johnny doesn't love you. You cannot use an ask formation. Why does Johnny love me so much? It doesn't work that way. You can't make Johnny love you. You can't do a spell. You can't do an affirmation to make any person love you. And if that person doesn't love you, guess what? They're not worthy of you. It's that simple. You deserve someone who honors you, respects you, and adores you. Why is it so easy for me to give and receive love? She can't make an affirmation about anybody else. And that came to my thinking when I'm developing ask formations, and as I'm taking angel chatter bigger and bigger, I wanted my family to support and rally me. You go, Mom. You go, honey. But I couldn't say why or ask, why does my family support me? So why am I so supported? Because ask formations are all about you. And that's one of those rare shoulds. Life is about you. You should have life on your terms. Why am I so supported? Here's the really cool thing. Our eldest daughter has redone my entire website, looks amazing. Our youngest came down and was a sous chef for that gathering I mentioned earlier. My husband, who's a CFO and COO by trade, is not only going to every expo and show with me, is now talking angels, is now talking all about chakras, talking about our angel symbols, and knows what he's talking about. And he looks at me and laughs frequently. He says, Had I known we were going to be doing this when we started dating 30 years ago, I so would not be here right now. And I said, I know, isn't life a fun journey? And he just looks at me and laughs and just shakes his head and walks away. There's no way. But why am I so supported? I keep saying that because I get people like you saying, hey, come on the show, let's talk. Or I get people that I don't even know were alive and saying, hey, you know, I really, really like your message. I love your jewelry. We need to talk so we can get you to the next level.
Makes sense to me.
Oh, it's great.
So,
it's just this continuing on unfolding journey.
So it's don't make it about anybody but you.
Nope.
That's part of it. You know, we can't control anybody else's karma. It's all for us.
That's right.
The second thing that you have in here, though, is no timelines.
Yeah.
That's tough. We live in a timey world.
We want to control everything, don't we?
Yes.
We want it yesterday. All right. So I'm going to use this as an example. True story. I was in business years ago with another gentleman, and we were beginning to design some jewelry. Our very first piece was part of an Oscar swag bag. Sounds real impressive, but, you know, that and a dollar got me a cup of coffee. It didn't go anywhere. But I was like, oh, we're ready. And I look back now, like, oh, my gosh, I was so not ready. So not ready. Not only did we decide we didn't play nice in the sandbox anymore, that business completely dissolved. But what it gave me the conviction that, hey, and the wherewithal that, hey, I can design jewelry. Hey, I now have some contacts in this industry. So I got a lot of those, hey, I can do these things. So every time we do something, we're getting that idea, that glimpse of where we can go. Doesn't mean we're ready that exact moment, but we begin to feel better about it and more worthy to go after it. So there's that timeline. So think about it this, you know, you can stare at a pot of water, but you're not going to make it boil any quicker. Everything does happen in that divine timing, as much as we may not like that saying, but it does.
All right. So it's basically, we got to deal with God's timex, not ours, is what you're saying.
So you can use this ask formation. Why is it so easy for me to trust in the timing? And that allows us to have more fun with whatever it is to blossom and come to its full fruition.
Now, the next one is for me, whether it's me, or just how I think other people will look at it, is two amazing words. No limits.
Yeah, that's the
and you
part.
Say that it may be the hardest to follow, because any of us who have at some point doubted our self-worth, we tend to qualify or limit what we ask for.
Oh, without a doubt.
Talk about that a little bit.
So let's just use a really low weekly salary. Maybe let's just say you're making $50 a week. So if I'm making $50 a week, man, if I make $75, or if I really dream big, if I'm making $100 a week, if I'm doubling my salary, oh my gosh, life would be so much easier. And I'm not discounting that life would be easier. But what if you are destined to make $500 a week? But that $550 to $500, are you kidding me? What if? You don't know. Because we've all bought into, you know, family dynamics, social mindsets of what we are allowed. So,
you know, I have to tell you right here that is making me laugh, but this is why. When I was an executive recruiter and they'd say, well, what if they ask me about salary? I would always laugh and say, well, when they say, how much do you want to make? You don't tell them. Because what if the job was really going to pay you $80,000 and you said, well, I really have to get 50? You just saved them 30 grand. Let them make the first offer. Isn't it the same way with the universe?
Oh, without a doubt. The universe, this is the beauty. We have forgotten much of what really juices us up. Because, you know, life happens, things take over, and we tend to forget. And plus, for me, it'll be exhausting. And being a Mary Poppins wannabe, I would freak out if I left something out. So why is it so easy for me to have my dream job? They, meaning the universe, angels, know exactly what kind of job I want. So when it comes to money, instead of saying, why is it so easy for me to make a million? And no one's going to say a million's not a lot of money. But what if you are meant to make 2 million or five? So I've invented a word. It's not really inventing. But why is it so easy for me to make gobs of money doing what I love? Gobs, by my definition, is a lot. So we all have that comfort level. And gobs just means I'm open to receiving all. All that I am worthy, all that I am capable, all of what I need. Because everybody wants to make a million. Some people are, I had a client earlier today, she said, I just want, you know, this lovely cozy house and this. Having a million is not, and she's not belittling herself. That's really what she wants, and that's perfect. But why can't she have more than just making ends meet? So let her say, why is it so easy for me to make gobs of money doing what I love? It allows exactly what you are pre-programmed to have in your life to happen.
All right. Now, I think we've gone over the three things that you need to look at, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there a fourth?
We're good.
Okay. Because people really want to know about this. I have seven people that have written in. So the first one is from Josh, and Josh is in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And Josh says, I know that I'm not supposed to ask my girlfriend to like me better or anything like that, but mm-hmm. what do I do to help our relationship improve? It's really important to me, but sometimes I keep stumbling.
All right. Well, Josh, I'm actually going to be up in your neck of the woods in a few weeks in Marlborough. So I'd love to meet you, as is Corby. We're going to be at Natural Living. Why is my loving relationship so easy? Why is my loving relationship, my romantic relationship, so ease-filled? I'm hearing a lot of, I'm feeling stress between you and your girlfriend. So it's making it about you. We're defining it as a romantic or loving relationship. Adding the word ease or joyful or trusting. So think about what kind of turns your heart or your stomach in knots when you think about it, why it isn't easy sometimes, and then look at that opposite word. So maybe it's stressful. So why would it be so easy? Why is it not trusting? Why is it so trusting? Hopefully that helps, Josh.
Okay. We've got Carol from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I have no confidence. It's very difficult for me to talk to people. I always feel like I'm going to say the wrong thing. It's why I'm even scared of ask formations, because what if I make them up wrong? What can I do?
You really can't make them up wrong. As long as they're positive and they're present tense, you're good to go, Carol. So here's a great one for you to be able, well, to begin to feel more comfortable speaking. Why is it so easy for me to speak my truth? It doesn't mean you're egoic. Doesn't mean you're nasty or a little miss know-it-all. It just means you're speaking from the heart, which is very, very empowering. And people may look at you a little funny when you initially begin to come out with it, because this is so unlike you to date. But it's time. We need to hear what you have to say. So why is it so easy for me to speak my truth?
I know that a lot of us have that confidence thing, you know, even,
Oh, sure. You
know, little Miss Brassy here. There are times when I just feel like I don't have it in me today. And, you know, how much farther can I hitch up my britches? You got an ask formation for that when we're almost too exhausted, but we know we got to go on stage? I know you've been there.
Why is it so easy for me to take care of me? Because if we're not taking care of me, we invite more stress in. We're not honoring our needs by resting and eating better. And honoring our daily cycles. I mean, today I'm very tired because this whole little 1 hour time change, I don't know about you, but I'm like, I'm kind of ready for bed right now.
Yeah, jet lag. Yeah.
You know? So it's about honoring what you need to do for you. So when you take care of you, the universe and everybody, human as well, begins to notice and responds accordingly. No one's responsible for taking care of you. We can help you. I can support you by making you yummy meals or bringing you something or giving you a hug. But I can only give you as much as you'll let me. I'm not responsible for you.
Okay. That's a good one.
Thanks.
Sally from Ocean City, Maryland. I didn't know if you could do this one. I really want a cat, but I have allergies and I can't seem to get rid of them. So am I supposed to have an ask formation about the cat or about the allergies?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, there are many allergy, non-allergic cats, I think, hairless ones, as a starter. Let me think. This is a tough one. I haven't thought about that one before. Hold on a second.
I know that if you told me about hairless cats, I'd look at my two Maine Coons and I'd go, not on
a bed. I know. I like them real fluffy too. Why is it so easy for me to have a non-allergic cat in my life? How does that sound?
Because you're not telling the cat the way the cat has to be. You're just asking for certain attributes, which is a little bit different. You know,
right.
Why is it so easy for my cat to stay off the sofa and listen to me when I yell at him? No, that's kind of like, you know, why is it so easy for my boyfriend to tell me he loves me?
Right.
But and this is one of the things that, you know, ask formations, I think, may not be able to fix every single thing in your life. You have to take some responsibility for some of it. And some of it is just the way it is. Why is it so easy for it to be sunny today when it's pouring and you know you're in the middle of the next Hurricane Sandy? You know, get a grip.
Right. Yeah. You're not going to be able to change the universe at large, but you could say, why is it so easy for me to find sunny moments? Sunny moments isn't always, well, for me anyway, doesn't mean it's beautiful and 80 degrees outside, but finding, you know, little snippets of joy throughout the day.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
We've got Dale from Paramus, New Jersey, an old Jersey guy. Dale says, I want to make a career change. I have several things I could do. I'm not sure which one is right for me. And so I can't push myself in any one direction. Where do I start?
Why is it so easy for me to be clear on my passion? Why is it so easy for me to own my passion? Why is it so easy for me to make a decision about my career? So you got three or four right there, Dale.
You talk about passion. And I want to do a little sidecar thing for that. Why is passion so important for an ask formation?
How many times have we heard over the course of our lives, I'm retired, now I can live? Why would I want to spend 20, 30, 40 years doing a job just to make money? Why not be passionate about what you're doing? So when our daughters were growing up, we said, you know, we really don't care what you do as an adult. It's not that we don't love you, but it has to have two requirements. It has to be legal. And you have to make enough money to live out. As much as we love you, you are not living with us the rest of your life. So you might as well do something you love. What is it? So find out what you love and then make it your own. Whether it's corporate America, accounting, a trash collector, you know, radio host extraordinaire, jewelry designer, floral, it doesn't matter what you do. As long as you love it.
Okay. Now, the next one is Ellen, and she's local. She's Cherry Valley, New York. She's close to me. And she says, how do I get out of my own way? I'm my own worst enemy. If something good happens in my life, I always seem to screw it up.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I know. One of my sayings with my clients is, I'm saving yourself from yourself. I do that frequently with me. Why am I worthy of all I desire? Because if you are getting in your own way, you are doing what is very, very human, which is self-sabotaging. So we can look at our friends and relatives in the eye and say, see, told you it wouldn't work. So why am I worthy of all I desire? And that begins to get you out of your own way so you can live life more on your terms.
Funnily, sometimes it's so important to us to be right that we do the self-sabotage thing so we can say, see, I told you it wouldn't work, as if that's going to make us feel better than doing it.
Exactly. Without a doubt. And we're so good at that. We're so, so good at that. But yeah, it's time to stop that kind of nonsense.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, Oswald. We're not taking Maine Coon questions today. Your nephew, Oswald, is jumping in my lap and trying to get the microphone and would probably want you to help him with an exclamation. Why is it so easy for me to get treats whenever I want?
There you go.
All right. The next one is actually, it's from Elliot, Maine. And this is from a woman named Summer. I'm so ambivalent about kids. I've been married 2 years. My husband wants them, but I get scared. How do I figure out what I want?
Ooh, that is a big one. That is something that's going to require a bit of soul searching. But to ask, because not everybody is cut out to have children, and there's nothing wrong with that, or there's nothing better for a person. Being a parent is not any better than a person honoring who they are and saying, I don't want children, but it's not, it's that not feeling guilty with either decision. So off the cuff here, I would suggest, why is it so easy to know my heart's truth regarding children?
That makes a lot of sense, because it's a neutral. It's truly asking a question.
Yeah, and that's what ask formations, you know, they're positive questions so you can get to the truth, but it's really setting them up so you're not predisposing towards a yes or a no.
All right, and we're almost out of time, so you got about 30 seconds for this one. We have Peter from Albuquerque, New Mexico, who wants to know, how can I make my parents nicer? This is obviously a little kid.
Why is it so easy for me to respect my parents for who they are?
I don't think he's going to buy that one. But
I don't think he's going to buy that one either. But you're not going to be able to make them nicer, Peter, because that's changing who they are. It's about you accepting who they are and going, it is what it is, and then embracing your life as best possible.
All right. I think we're going to have to leave that one between the kid and the Maine Coon. I think we've exhausted the, you know, client stuff for today. We're coming very quickly on the end of the show. Chris, as always, it's been wonderful. Very quickly, where are people going to find Ask Formation and all of your other angel chatter material?
At my website, angelchatter.com, you can find me all over social media by my name as Chris Alexandria, as well as Angel Chatter. AngelChatter. And the book, like I mentioned earlier, can also be found on Amazon.
Wonderful. Folks, try the ask formation idea. It's a little bit different, but sometimes different is what works. I would recommend it highly. It is a book that I've been working with, and I'm seeing actual concrete changes. So it's been a very fast week. Again, if you are going to be looking for me, as Chris said, she and I will both be at the Natural Living Expo, which is, I believe, in Marlborough, Massachusetts, in just a couple of weeks. And that'll be my last expo for 2014. I'm so looking for being off the road. The purring is Oswald. Why do I get to be a radio star? I think is the cat. In the meantime, if you're going to be looking for me without the cat, you can find me at firethroughspirit.com. You can find me on Facebook at Fire Through Spirit and Corby Mitlide. You can find me on Twitter at Corby Mitlide, and you can always call me at 877-321-CORBY. That's 877-321-2672. And I think Oswald also wants you to know, if you're on Facebook and you're looking for a good cat page, you can find him at Oswald De Great. That's Oswald, new word, D-A, last name G-R-A-T-E. He's charming, but he can't spell. All right. Until next week, have a great, great time with the world. Go and ask those wonderful questions that will help you make your life exactly what you want it to be. Here's mine for you. Why is it so easy for me to make ask-formations work? Okay, have a great 7 days, and we'll see you right here on Empower Radio next Thursday night.